Well, it's almost good afternoon. Not sure why they wanted me to preach this hour. They could have just done it themselves. I have only 10 minutes, 9 minutes. but it's great to see our young people up front, amen? It's great to see them up front. I mean, they already preached the sermon for me. But will you give me a few extra minutes today? No? No? Okay, I'll take a few extra minutes anyway, so. Adding to your faith. This is the title of the sermon this morning. You know, the Christian life is never on an even plane. If you're a Christian, you're walking on the level plane, there's something wrong with you. Christian life is always have to be what? Climbing upwards. If you're on the level plane, it means you're stuck. And you need to have a talk with Jesus because you need to go upward. You must always be climbing in the development of Christian character. And this is what I heard today from every pathfinder. They are pathfinders because they want to what? Spiritually grow, right? It's all about spiritual growth. It's about climbing. If you're not climbing, it means you're not growing. So in this sermon today, we're going to do some climbing. Not rock climbing. Some of you might like that. We're going to do some spiritual climbing, and we're going to climb a spiritual ladder today, okay? And so, the main purpose of ladders is to help us what? To reach to the things that we can't, right? You need some help, and you put a ladder to reach things. It helps us reach things that we couldn't otherwise. It is also, it helps us go higher than we are at the present time. So you're always growing, you're always developing, you never stop growing. And that's an important part of every Christian. If we looked at the ladder from a symbolic point of view, as I said, we could say that the ladder is a symbol of spiritual growth and progress, perseverance. Now, many people are climbing different ladders today, and they're wrong ladders. Have you heard an expression like climbing the success ladder or climbing the career ladder? And most of you heard that. And a lot of people are on that track to climb the career ladder or success ladder. And now, there's nothing wrong with those in themselves per se. But if that's your focus as a Christian, then you're climbing the wrong ladder. All right? And so, the problem is that our world has a system of values that is upside down from the way God determines value. Our culture today encourages us to climb a work or identity or success ladder that is ultimately just self-serving and most of the times is self-destructive. All right? So, but the Bible encourages us to climb a different ladder. Let's go back to our scripture reading today and read that again. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5, and I'll read verses 5 to 11, actually. 2 Peter 1, verse 5 to 11. This is called the Peter's letter, okay? But also for the very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith what? Virtue. To virtue, knowledge. To knowledge, self-control. To self-control, perseverance. To perseverance, godliness. To godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 9. For he who lacks these things is what? Short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Very strong words here. Verse 10. Therefore, brothers and sisters, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure, for if you do these things, you will what? Never stumble. There is a lot of lessons here that we can learn from this passage. In verse 11, that's the last verse I'm going to read today. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wow, this is very powerful. If you are climbing this ladder, you will be in the kingdom of God. Let's look at this more carefully and closely. It's all Peter says, and that's how I entitled my sermon this morning. In verse 5, right at, from the beginning, he says, we need to add to our faith the following characteristics. And what are they? Virtue, and then knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. In other words, we need to grow spiritually. So what is this ladder? What is the ladder that Peter talks to us about that will get us into the kingdom of heaven? This is what Ellen White says in book Maranatha, page 84. It says, Christ is the ladder. Very simple. She continues, the base of the ladder is planted firmly on the earth in his humanity. The topmost round reaches to the throne of God in his divinity. The humanity of Christ embraces fallen humanity while his divinity lays hold upon the throne of God. We are saved by climbing round after round of the ladder, looking to Christ, clinging to Christ, mounting step by step to the highest of Christ, so that he is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Boy, this is the whole plan of salvation right here. So the ladder represents the whole plan of salvation in Christ. The ladder is Christ, and as we climb it, we go through, you know, justification, sanctification, and then glorification, which is redemption in Jesus Christ. It's the whole plan of salvation described in Peter's ladder. So how does this ladder work? Now, if you want to reach something, and you need a ladder, to use a ladder, you always try to set your ladder on what? On strong ground, right? You don't want any shaky ground. Just ask my brother what happened to him when he set a ladder and then he fell from it, okay? It's not fun. You don't want it to be shaky. It has to be straight, preferably, and lean it on something or somebody hold it. It has to be on solid ground. Otherwise, you will fall. So, comparing this to our spiritual life, our ladders must be set on solid ground. So what is the solid ground that we set our ladders on? And that's Colossians 2 verse 7 says this, rooted and built up in him, which is Jesus, and established in faith. So, according to the Bible, Jesus is the foundation and faith is the first step we take. It's exactly what Peter tells us. It's exactly the same thing. You set your life on Jesus Christ when you accept him through faith as your Savior. You start your journey. You start climbing the ladder towards kingdom of heaven. So, according to the Bible, Jesus is the foundation. And the faith is the first step. We can't skip this step, the first step, the faith. So, this ladder has 8 steps, one for each characteristic from our text. And once again, it's God that provides the ladder to us. We just need to make sure we make an effort and start climbing. And many people don't want to start climbing. It's too much work. It's too high. I don't want to go up there. It's too much work, too much effort, and they get stuck. You take one step at a time, and that's very important as well. When you climb a ladder, What you do is you lead off with 1 foot at a time, right? Have you guys tried to jump on the ladder with 2 feet at a time? I don't think it's going to work. So what happens here? Imagine this is Peter's ladder. You take it, you set it on solid ground on Jesus Christ. The first step is faith. So what happens? You still keep 1 foot on Jesus, on the foundation. Then you take one step and put it on the step of faith. Then you add your second foot to the step of faith. It's one step at a time. Now, are you still grounded on Jesus? Yes, because the ladder is still on the ground. You're still grounded on Jesus. Every step of the way, you must be grounded on Jesus Christ. Otherwise, it's not going to work in your spiritual experience. So you take step by step, then you go to the second step and third step and so on and so forth. Now, let me ask you a question. After you have gone to second, third step, Do you say, well, I don't need those steps anymore, so let me cut the ladder from underneath me? Do you do that? No, that would be foolish, right? I haven't seen anybody standing on the ladder and trying to cut the ladder from underneath them. because that would be foolish. And so we still need the faith, we still need virtue, we still need knowledge if we are climbing up. So all of those, you are building up, so to speak, this ladder or a pyramid, if you want to build like every layer by layer, step by step. This is what your spiritual experience is all about. You need those things in your life. You need all of those things in your life. Imagine that you're on the third step in self-control, then you move forward to the other step, and then when you encounter a situation in your life where you need to apply self-control, you say to God, "Sorry, Lord, I already moved to the next step. I'm not going to exercise self-control." That's not how it works in spiritual experience. All of those are working together, and you build one step after the other. Now, right from the beginning, in verse 5, Peter urges us to give all diligence or make an effort. In other words, he says that we must do our very best. Peter has engaged our participation in the process. And some people assume that in their spiritual lives, everything should be given to them without making an effort. No, spiritual experience is about making an effort and participating with God in our spiritual growth. It's not just going to be given to you. You have to make an effort. This is a wrong assumption of Christians that God will supply everything. He does supply everything we need, he says. But we have to make an effort. And I want to talk a little bit about this because this is a very, very important point. Peter says that we need to make every effort. Then he continues by saying that we need to add other virtues to our faith. A lot of people say that we are saved by grace through faith. Is that correct? That's what the Bible says. That is correct. We're saved by grace of God through our faith. So, but that's the first step. Is it enough? According to Peter's letter, is it enough? That's just the first step. Faith, we need it. But there is, that's why Peter says, you need to add to your faith some other things. It's not going to do it on its own. You need to add all the other virtues in your life. I know a lot of people want to subtract those virtues from their experience. But Peter says you need to add them, meaning they're very important to your spiritual growth. This is a life and death issue. If you're not adding these things, you're not building your ladder. You'll be stuck on the very first step, on the basics. And a lot of Christians today are stuck on that because they say, well, if you have faith, you don't need anything else. If you have faith, you don't need self-control. Well, you do need self-control. You do need perseverance, and you need all the other things. You know, James makes the same point in James 2, verse 17, where he says that faith without what? Without works. And these are the works here, these virtues, the works, you know, being kind, persevering, godliness. These are all the things that we do on a daily basis. So faith without works is dead. We read this quote from a book, Maranatha, page 94, just a while back, and where Ellen White says, "We are saved by climbing round after round of the ladder. We need faith, but we also need the works." Now, picture a farmer. A farmer who goes out and plows his field, he sows the seeds, he cultivates the plants and fertilizes them. All the while, he knows that the plants grow because of forces outside of him. The farmer is utterly dependent on forces he cannot control. He cannot force the seeds to germinate. He cannot produce the rain that is needed for the plants to grow. He cannot provide the sunshine that gives the plants energy. So for a successful harvest, the farmer is dependent on the things that only God can provide. Yet the farmer knows that unless he does his part, nothing is going to happen. Unless he diligently pursues his responsibilities to plow the field, to fertilize and cultivate, he cannot expect a harvest at the end of the season. In a real sense, the farmer is in partnership with God. The farmer cannot do what God must do, and God will not do what the farmer must do. Let me read that again. The farmer cannot do what God can do, must do, and God will not do what the farmer must do. Now, Christian growth is the most important thing in every Christian's life. Christian growth is a joint venture between God and the Christian. And unfortunately, we always miss the second part. We always miss our part. We never miss God's part. We always, God, where are you when I need you? God, answer my prayer. God, I need this. God, why don't you take care of this? We always take care of the first part. But we never think of the second part. We kind of miss that. No one can grow in faith without God doing his part, but no one can grow in faith without doing their own part either. God has given us the tools how to walk in faith, but it is the responsibility of every Christian to walk in faith. And that's what in 2 Peter 1 verse 3, Peter says, God has given us all the things that pertain to life and godliness. Everything we need, all the tools, God has provided them for us. Now we just need to put some effort into this. That's all. I know a lot of people have problems with Christians putting effort because it means that's their own works. And you can't be saved by works. We are not talking here about being saved by works. We're talking here about a partnership between God and humans. And that must happen if we want to be climbing this ladder. The Bible tells us that it's all about God's grace, and that's true. Then why do we need this growth? Why do we need to do anything? Well, Peter reminds us in this passage that it's all about grace, yet God enables and expects our participation. And in verse 10, he says that we need to be even more diligent to make our call and election sure. In other words, we need to confirm our call and our election. How do we do that? Think of it this way. Whenever there is grace, gratitude must follow, isn't it? If somebody gives, grace is a gift. If somebody gives you a gift, do you say thank you? I hope you do. I hope you do. When somebody gives you a gift, as God gave us His grace, it's a gift to us, there must be gratitude. So to accept God's grace means we gratefully and diligently pursue God's character. A godly and growing life is an indicator that God's call and election is at work in us. So grace is God's gift to us. Our growth or our climbing of the ladder is our gratitude to Him. That's what it's all about. Our good works, growing in faith, is our gratitude to God. This is how we say thank you to God. We're growing each day to be more and more like Jesus. That's what it's all about. It's not doing these things because you want to be saved. It's just you doing it because you want to say thank you to Jesus for what He has done for your life. Once again, salvation is a gift from God. Nobody argues with that. We could never earn our way into heaven. However, whether or not we arrive there is up to us. Let me say this again. We could never earn our way into heaven, but whether or not we arrive there, it's up to you and me. My personal experience. Peter's letter helps us understand this process of how we can arrive to heaven. In this case, the journey is more important than the destination. Have you heard that expression? What happens on this journey, how you climb the ladder, it's more important than the destination, which is heaven. We all want to get to heaven, amen? We all want to be there. That's our destination. But the journey is more important, how you climb each step day by day on this ladder to get to heaven. So, this is what happens here. As I said, Peter's ladder represents the plan of salvation. The Bible says that we are justified by faith, aren't we? That's the first step. But we can't stop there. We need to continue with the other seven steps, which are called the process of sanctification. All those virtues is how you grow every day to be more like Christ. That's the process of sanctification. So the letter of Peter combines both of those. That's how both are justification and sanctification are necessary for our salvation. Let me read one quote from Manuscript Release, Volume 19, page 349, and then we'll conclude here. All these graces, all of these virtues that we're talking here, we must have, Ellen White says. We must climb the whole length of the ladder. We can't just stop on one or the second step. The only safety, and listen to this sentence, the only safety for the Christian is to be unwearied in his efforts to live on the plan of addition. So adding to your faith. That's the plan that you must have, the plan of addition. You add every day, step by step, to your faith. For those who add grace to grace, God will work on the plan of multiplication. So if you add, God will multiply. Isn't that nice to know? You're just adding one step at a time. Every time you add, God multiplies, and that grows exponentially. And He multiplies His blessings into your life. That's how this works. For those who add grace to grace, God will work on the plan of multiplication so that the graces will be in and abound in the religious life. Now, this one. Those abounding in the Christian graces will be zealous, lively, vigorous in all practical Christianity. I like that. Let me say this. We as Adventists and Christians in general, we all have a problem with practical Christianity. And these are all the seven steps that come after faith. That's how we practice our faith. This is where the rubber meets the road, so to speak. We all have faith, all right? But when it comes to the practical Christianity, that's where the problem comes. And why don't we do that? Because we're not climbing step after step on Peter's ladder. That's our problem. We don't climb the Peter's ladder. So, in conclusion, Peter talks to us in verse 8 that if you climb the ladder, there are benefits. And the benefits is that we will be fruitful in knowledge of Christ. But in verse 9, he warns us that there are disadvantages of having these things. If we don't have these things, he says, if we don't climb the ladder, we will be forgetful and spiritually blind. Also in verse 10, he says that if we do these things, if we climb the ladder, we will never stumble. Have you stumbled in your Christian experience? You know why? The answer is right here. You stopped climbing the ladder. That's why you stumble. You stop moving upwards. You're stuck. So if you don't want to stumble, please remember, you must be growing every day. You must be going upwards. A four-year-old girl asked her mother, "Mom, how long is it until my birthday?" You know why kids ask that question? Because they want to tell you what gifts they want, all right? But this was an interesting, actually, thing that she said. She said, "How long it is until my birthday?" The mother responded, "Not very long, dear." To which the child responded, "What do you think, Mom? Is it time for me to start being a good girl right now?" Is it time to start being good? She wanted to be rewarded, so she wanted to know when it's time to start being good in order to get rewarded. A lot of Christians think that way, like this little girl. This is our mentality. I will do it someday. Oh, is this the time? No, that's not the time. I'll do it another day. Let me tell you, today is the time. Today is the time to start climbing the ladder. Today is the time to start your relationship with Jesus. Peter's ladder begins with faith and ends with love. Each step builds upon the other and leads you to the next one. On our spiritual ladder, there are ups and downs and ascents and descents, and there are certainly plateau in life, and some of us experience that right now. Sometimes we lose our footing on the ladder, but Christ is always with us to help us along the way. So Peter reminds us that ultimately our life in Christ should be moving upward every day. We must never stop growing, but we must always be climbing. So my encouragement to you today is, start adding to your faith every day. May God bless you. Amen.